nerve cell is finally here at my demonic residence at Headbanger's Kitchen. And, well, they're going to introduce themselves to you.
Hi, my name's Louis Rando. I play drums.
Yeah. I'm Rami Mustafa, lead guitarist.
I'm Bonnie Rivera. I play rhythm guitars.
And James, I do bass and vocal duties.
All right, guys. So, India, first time ever. What's
yes.
What's it been like so far?
Busy.
Crazy, man.
Traffic.
And
wow.
Good food.
Good food, huh?
The food is standout, yeah.
It's been treating us really well, so we're happy.
Yeah.
Right. Good.
So, Louis, how's your Australian stomach handling the Indian spices?
It's good, yeah. It's there's been a few moments where I'm like, ooh, gotta watch myself, but generally it's pretty fine. I eat a lot of Indian back home, so I'm in practice, you know.
Oh, the Australian Indian.
Which is not as hardcore as the stuff that's here, but it's still, it's not as tasty as the stuff here. The Indian here is unbelievably good. So if you're watching this and you've never been to India, come for the food.
So what is your favorite food? I mean, James, what's your favorite thing to eat?
I don't have a specific, as long as it tastes good, that's all that matters to me.
That's all.
Yeah.
What about you?
For me, spicy food, man. Very cliche. Like Indian, Chinese is the best. I like Thai food as well, but Indian Chinese has always been something.
Any particular dish?
Biryani? It's really cliche. I don't know, man. I like my rice.
Right?
I do.
Man, I like a bit of everything, you know, like Italian, Mexican, a lot of Mexican food. Indian food, wow. It's one of my favorites. Like Arabic food, of course. Turkish, Middle Eastern food. So a bit of everything.
Yeah. What about you,
Luke? For me, it would probably be definitely Indian would be up there. Indian and Thai food and sushi. I've been eating sushi about 12 times a week lately. So, yeah.
Have you ever eaten a kangaroo?
I've never eaten kangaroo. I live in Australia. I've never had kangaroo.
Come on.
Not that I'm opposed to it. I've just never thought of it, never had the opportunity.
How was the experience playing in India so far? I mean, was the crowd, was a good crowd? Was it, guys knew your stuff? What was the deal like?
It's funny because I sing the names of songs we'd never played live before, like the instrumental ratios. And I mean, like just before we even started the set, they were like, saying song names that were on the set list, so it was like a rude awakening in a way, so we knew that these guys know the album, so
we're happy
we
that
can't take it
songs.
For granted in a way.
Asking a lot of questions about the band and the album and things, you know,
yeah.
And seem to have done their research.
It's cool to play, being once again, the fact remains that these guys have never seen this live before, so knowing we're playing to fans who know the album inside out and you know, dying to see us for so long. It's been a long time coming for India for us, so it's great. You know, even if some of the crowds were not as much as the promoters expected, we as the band were happy to play to 100% new audience, and seeing us for the first time is a great connection.
Alright, so one more gig to go in Bombay. You have any expectations?
I'm hearing a lot of good things about Bombay.
Yeah, this is the biggest one, so
we're looking forward for it. Definitely, like it's the cap, like where metal is. Like, I mean. I've heard this has the biggest scene, so we're expecting a lot of people to show up and, you know, to be a crazy, like, metal show.
I've heard you've got the most violent mosh pits in India. Is that true?
That is somewhat... Yes, it is true, I think. Bombay has the most violent mosh pits.
Thank you.
scene in the Middle East? What is the scene in Dubai, Qatar, wherever you guys are living right now? Where are you living?
It's actually.
Are you all in Dubai now?
We can't reveal that, honestly. We live in different countries. Actually, us three, we all met in Dubai. Like, Barney was born and raised in Dubai. James was born and raised in Qatar. I was living in Qatar. So me and him went to study in Dubai, and we met Barney. And then lately, for the past 2 years, I moved back to Qatar, so the guys are living in Dubai.
Okay.
And he lives in Australia. So it's
on the bread.
How the hell do you jam?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I think, something that everybody who knows about now, where you live, I mean, how do you manage practicing?
I fly down all the time to Dubai. We do that.
I mean, whenever we do any tours or shows, Louis comes down. So there's Rami, and like an hour away, and then we just sit down in the jam room for 2 days prior to the tours or festivals or whatever it is we're doing, one-off shows.
Throw it together. And before doing that, we always do our rehearsal at home, like do our
individual parts.
So we're up just, we think we're up to scratch, and then we come together and see how it works.
We meet like 2 days prior. 2, 3, 4 days before a tour.
Yeah.
Sometimes before shows, one-off shows.
We've met in the cities we're playing and in the countries we're playing, and we just fly in and do a sound check for an hour, and then that's kind of like a rehearsal as well.
A couple of shows that we don't really jam.
So did you do that for India as well?
We actually did.
Yeah, we did.
You flew in directly from Australia.
We tried to jam.
So I stopped over in Dubai.
You got a connecting.
8 hours.
Yeah.
We didn't really write. We just had a sound check, quick hour and a half rehearsal, and that was it.
So, I mean, tell us about the scene in Dubai. What's it like being a band in Dubai? And are there other bands in Dubai as well? Do you guys have a scene, like, you know, I mean, regular gigs happening and bands releasing? Because I've only heard of No Surf from Dubai.
There are bands in Dubai, you know, there's bands that, you know, start and just go on for a couple of years, and some other bands like break up or go on hold or something like that. We're relatively the only band that actually went out of Dubai, like on an international level. So that's one of the reasons you might not, you know, heard of other bands. But there are many good bands, and there's a strong scene, you know, relatively better than any other scenes in the, you know, Arab nation, Middle East area.
I believe I saw an interview of yours done
by Andrew Skisser. Yeah.
How did that come about?
Dude, we're still fanboys, you know, in front of those guys. Like, they were one of my favorite bands along with Pantera, and we went to Full Force Festival backstage doing an interview for the DVD, and the guy who, the director of the DVD said, you know, the Nerf Stuff from Dubai playing on this festival with so many bands, and Sepultura, having done this coming from Sao Paulo, Brazil, it's a big cultural role that plays there. So he said, how about we get you guys tomorrow to stand here backstage, wait for us at this time, and we get Andreas Kisser from Sepultura in the third world country, Sao Paulo, interview you guys from the Middle East, the only band from the Middle East, you know.
We were like, what?
And bring that whole cultural aspect flowing into metal. You know, seeing that metal is now very much very global, obviously. So he took it in that sort of angle, and we were like,
yes. Yeah, he's a good person to bring it to the world.
We met him before.
We played with him twice. Yeah. So he knew us as well, like Andrew Skisser and the guys or something.
Really down to earth guy, man.
To have him like hold a mic and ask us questions is weird.
How many festivals did you guys do in 2009? I mean, you did a whole bunch of festivals. I think a lot of Indian bands would like to know, how the fuck do you get to play a festival?
Yeah, like anyone can. You know, just we send an album out, and we said we'd like to play a festival. So I went to the A&R of each festival. Some of them accepted us, and some of them accepted us but not really agreed to fly us down and stuff. So obviously a lot of that has to play, but we just did the usual groundwork, you know, promote ourselves, tell them we'd like to come there, we're in the area, can we play, can you do this for us, can you sort us out? And that's it. Like, our management took care of that. The cool thing about it is when we did that festival tour in 2009, it was June, July, August, we got signed with Lifeless Records by playing one of those festivals. Because they saw us in Germany, and then they, like half an hour later, they were sitting down talking to us backstage about releasing an album.
It was right after
Wishless Force, which was really cool.
So it's an investment that paid off.
Oh yeah, huge. Like, you know, just to play there was good enough, and then, you know, the label signed us based on one of our performances, which was a great presentation. Like, send them our CDs and then having them see us live. So it's like all the questions answered. Right?